Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Glass Lewis Proxy Talk. Before we get started, I'd like to remind everyone that our conference call series, and this call in particular, should not be considered a solicitation of proxies by Glass Lewis & Co. Glass Lewis has not sought permission to do so from the Securities and Exchange Commission, nor will it. This call is for information purposes only and should not be construed as providing investment advice. In addition, Glass Lewis makes no representation or warranty regarding the accuracy, completeness, or reliability of any statement, information, opinion, or view presented by its guest speakers. As a reminder, this conference call is being recorded and will be available on the Glass Lewis website. Hello everyone and welcome to today's Proxy Talk. I'm Andrew Geblin, Senior Director of Research at Glass Lewis. Today we'll be discussing the Supervisory Council election at the upcoming meeting of Petrobras. Petrobras, of course, has been the center of a global bribery scandal for the past several years, which has heightened the focus on corporate governance issues at the company. Now, for our listeners who are not as familiar with the Supervisory Council, it bears some explaining. The Supervisory Council at Brazilian companies is responsible for overseeing the acts of the board and management and for reviewing the financial statements. This is separate from any audit committee formed by the board. In theory, the Supervisory Council should be independent of the board and management for this reason. At the upcoming meeting of Petrobras, shareholders will face the unusual dilemma of having to choose between two candidates for one position allocated to common stockholders, the minority, or two candidates for one position allocated to preferred shareholders. Shareholders will only be able to vote on one candidate for each class of stock that they own. So today, I'm joined by two candidates for the minority common stockholder position. Those are Reginaldo Ferreira Alexandre and Francisco Vidal Luna. I'm also joined by the two candidates submitted by preferred shareholders for that position. Those are Walter Luis Bernardes Albertoni and Sonia Julia Salzbeck Villalobos. Now, let's listen to the candidates. I'm going to ask each candidate to give a brief introduction to themselves, to explain why they accepted the nomination to the Supervisory Council, to give an overview of their skills, experience, or perspectives that they believe they will add to the council, and to explain if they have any plans to improve the functioning of the Supervisory Council. So, Sonia, could I ask you to start by giving us an introduction?
Yes, thank you, Andrew. My name is Sonia Villalobos, and I'm a candidate for the Supervisory Council in the position as a representative of the preferred shares. So my CV can basically be divided in three parts. The first, the initial part of my career, I was in the sell side. I was head of research of Banco Garantia. And during that period, I became the first CFA charter holder in South America. I'm still very involved with the CFA Society. I'm a past president and is still the treasurer of the society in Brazil. The second third of my career, I worked in private equity, basically minority participation private equity when I was in the board of TAM Airlines and ALL and construction companies, also companies in Argentina and Chile. The third part of my career, I was managing funds as a portfolio manager, always in equities and always very fundamental research focused. And 1 year ago, more or less, I liquidated my funds and decided to move to a kind of double career in board participation and teaching finance for graduate students. So currently, I'm in the board of Telefonica Brazil, and I'm in the board of directors of SEGI, a gas distribution company in Rio, as representative or someone indicated by BNDES. It's going to be my first position in the supervisory council and not in a board of directors. I think it really pairs very well with my whole career of analyzing companies and analyzing specifically through the balance sheet. This is also what I teach today financial reporting analysis. And I think Petrobras is a huge company that is going through very, very important changes. And it's going to be a challenge, but it's going to be also amazing to be participating in this transformation and making the company go back to what it was, one of the most important companies in Brazil and with a very good return for all investors. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Sonia, for that introduction. And I'd like to turn it over now to Francisco for the same question. Francisco?
Okay. I am Francisco Vidal Luna. I'm applying for the Council of Petrobras. I have many activities in the public and the sector, the private and public sector. I'm 70 years old, then I have a long history. In the 70s, I worked in the capital market. I was chief of underwriter of Safra, worked for 3 years in the stock exchange, São Paulo Stock Exchange. I became a professor of Universidade de São Paulo and PhD in economics. In the 80s, I worked for 2 years in the federal government. It was the beginning of the government of Sarney. I worked in the planning ministry. I was secretary of economic affairs. The minister was João Sayad. Was my colleague of the university. In this period, I was in the board. For 4 years, I was in the board of BNDES and the other companies and institutions. In the final of the 80s, 1989, about this, three Brazilian partners, João Sayad was one of them, was the former minister. We create a bank with Manufacturer Turnover Trust, is a big bank in this period. We create a Brazilian bank, investment bank, then became a multiple bank. And we had this partnership for 2 or 3 years. Then Manufacturer Turnover merged with Chemical. They had another partnership in Brazil. Then they left the bank. The bank was managed only by the Brazilian partners. The bank is, in this period, the bank was Banco SRL. L is my name, my first word of my name, first letter of my name. We stay alone for 2-3 years. Then American Express Bank became partners of the bank. We maintained the bank until 2002. And American Express decided to leave Brazil, left the Brazil banking activities, and we sold the operation for Bradesco. Since that, for two years, I was planning secretary in the municipality of São Paulo, and 4 years secretary of planning in the state of São Paulo. I stay in this position till 2010. And since 2010, I became just advisor. In the period that I stay in the bank, I was in the board of many state companies, Sabesp, CESP, Banco Nossa Caixa, that was, in this period, was sold to Banco do Brasil. When I finished my position in the state secretary, I became advisor, advisor in the public and the private sector. And now I am in the board of Sabesp, as I was in the board, and for 3 years I was in the as independent member in the board and as independent member in the auditing committee. I am in this GAFISA board, and I am in the auditing committee, and I am the chairman in the auditing committee. I am in the board of Desenvolve São Paulo. Desenvolve São Paulo is a developed bank maintained by the state of São Paulo. I am too in the auditing committee, and I am the president of the auditing committee. Then I think that by my experience as in the public and the private sector, as manager, as economist, I think that I have conditions to be in the Supervisors Council of Petrobras. I think that Petrobras, this position has a lot of challenges, because Petrobras is a company that has many conflicts between the controlling, the federal government. They have many problems with fair value about their investments, the programs of investment. I think that it is the position is not, in the situation of the company now, that's in the restructuring, I think that I could help in this process. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Francisco. With that, I would like to ask Walter if you could answer the same question and give us a brief introduction.
Hi, I'm Walter Albertoni. I am 48 years old. I'm Bachelor of Law, graduated in the School of Law of Pontifical Catholic University of São Paulo. I'm a practicing lawyer with more than 20 years experience in civil, corporate, and business law. I'm specialized in corporate law and tax law, and also in procedural law. I have participated from various operations, M&A, and performed analysis and preparation of opinions on relevant corporate transactions for the Brazilian security market. I've worked as a legal counsel for the Association of Capital Market Investors, AMEC, for more than 10 years, issuing opinions and preparing institutional manifestations in defending the rights and interests of minority shareholders. Since 2013, I've represented Petrobras Supervisory Council and the chair for the preferred stocks. And in 2016, I became member of the board of directors of Paranapanema, where I also coordinate the audit committee and the supervisory council deputy at Brothers Bar. This year, I was invited to join not only the supervisory council as deputy at Banco Bradesco, but also at Industria de Máquinas Home, also in the supervisory council. I was an alternate advisor for the CRSFN, the Council of the National Financial System Resource, from 2011-2015. Also, I'm a consultant for the CAF, the Acquisitions and Mergers Committee, the Brazilian Takeover Panel, where I helped structuring the panel and acting as a consultant. I'm a former member of the CODIN, the Market Digital Information Disclosure Committee, and I've been working with Petrobras since 2010, when AMEC began questioning the capital increase of oil reserves, and I also helped with the development of strategies which allow minority shareholders to occupy their seats on Petrobras Supervisory Council and Board of Directors. Having worked with Petrobras for a long time, I fully understand the complexities of the company, the huge learning curve, and the specific knowledge required for anyone aiming to be a member of the Supervisory Council. With this in mind, I fully believe that my diverse experience regarding regulation and law enforcement helps Petrobras and will continue to be vital in matters of corporate governance and transparency. If my years on Supervisory Council have me taught anything, is that there's always work to be done. Having been part of the initiation of this progress, I hope to continue working with all the independence that has been my trademark on this. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Walter. And last but not least, I would like to ask the same question to Reginaldo.
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you to Glezius also for this opportunity. I'm Reginaldo Alexander. I'm an incumbent member of the supervisory board of Petrobras, indicated by ordinary, more common shareholders. I am an economist with 18-year experience in the investment research area as analyst, organizer, and the head of the active research teams at Citibank, Unibanco, the French Paribas, BBA Credit Anstalt, and Itaú. I have also a 5-year experience in credit analysis, mostly at Citibank, and I have also acted as a manager and assistant director at the consultancies Accenture and Deloitte in business strategy and corporate finance areas, respectively. Something that I consider extremely important in the case of Petrobras, I have been one of the 12 members of the Brazilian Accounting Standards Board since its inception in 2005. Therefore, I have been accounting standard setter in Brazil for 12 years now. And I was also one of the authors of the recently enacted Brazilian Corporate Governance Code for publicly held companies. And last but not least, I have a long and diversified track record as a member of supervisory boards, mostly as an independent member. And currently, I'm a member of the supervisory board of the following publicly held companies: BRF, the well-known food company; CPFL Energia, which is a major Brazilian electrical power company; IOSP Maxion, which is a world leader producer of the wheels for light and commercial vehicles; Movida S.A., a car and fleet rent company; Petrobras, I have been there for 4 years now; Ser Educacional, which is an education company; and I'm also an alternate member of the supervisory board of Bradesco. I have, in addition, to be member. I was also member in the past of other supervisory boards, as in companies such as Alliance, Paranabanco, Tecnisa, Unipar Caboclore, which is also a petrochemical company. And I believe that Petrobras is undergoing a major reorganization process involving almost all areas in the process of the company, including internal controls, the process of purchase, sale, and contracting of supplies, business strategic issues, revision of investment plans, very complicated accounting themes, not to mention the much needed reduction of debt. Although many decisions have been made in this direction more recently, there are still many steps for this restriction to be accomplished. And as Petrobras is an extremely complex enterprise, so we believe that the experience you have accumulated as a member of the company supervisory board over the past 4 years, in addition to the experience you have accumulated in other company supervisory boards, in addition also to our long track record in the fields of valuation, corporate finance, mergers and acquisition, business restructuring, and last but not least, given the fact that the company is dealing with very complicated accounting themes, in addition also to my experience in the accounting area, may be useful at this stage of the company restructuring.
Well, so now that we've had an introduction to all of the candidates, I would just like to ask for your comments on whether and how you think the Supervisory Council can help restore investor confidence in Petrobras. As Reginaldo just mentioned, there is a capital restructuring and there are several issues that are going to be of high importance to shareholders. So what is the role of the Supervisory Council in assuring that shareholder interests are represented? I'll ask Walter if he could comment first.
I think that to confidence be stored in Petrobras, the Supervisory Council must do majorly two things. First, we need to have a continuous and sharp look into actions performed by the managers and directors of the company. This must really be prioritized. And second, there needs to be a continued demand for more transparency and accuracy in financial statements. Both of these actions are currently underway by our action in the Supervisory Council of Petrobras. And these are the actions that me and Reginaldo are now going on. I think that's most important thing to do now.
Okay, thank you, Walter. Reginaldo, maybe coming back to you, could you expand on your views on that subject?
The Fiscal Council has, the Supervisory Board has specific functions, such as examining the financial statements, but also, according to the law, a broader obligation, especially to oversee the acts of management. Is established by law, by the law. In the sense, it is the duty of the Fiscal Council or Supervisory Board following the work of the various areas of the company, giving suggestions and recommendations for improvements where necessary and support initiatives that are judged to be right. Always without interfering in the administrative acts themselves, which is vetoed by the corporate law, and so we have proceeded. In fact, as a member of Petrobras Supervisory Board, many of the advances the company has been made in crucial process and the needs governance originated from suggestions that Walter, Albertoni and I have made over the last 4 years. Some, maybe the majority of them, were also embraced by our colleagues in Petrobras Supervisory Board.
Thank you, Walter.
Thank you.
I would ask now if Francisco has any further thoughts on this subject.
Okay. I think that the restoration of investor confidence depends on positive action as have been taken by the new management of Petrobras, implementing a good corporate practices and transparency. I think that the Supervisory Council working in harmony with the other corporate bodies but independently and follow the bylaw and the regulation also play an important role in restoring investors' confidence on Petrobras. What I think that is already been happening. I think that the supervisor board alone, it's impossible, but it is a very important instrument together with other corporate body to restore the confidence.
Thank you for your thoughts, Francisco. And of course, I will ask Sonia to follow up with any thoughts of hers.
So I, as I was saying in my introduction, I think Petrobras is going to a lot of changes. I think the current management and the current board of directors is really focused on bringing back the company to normality, to what a company should do, which is return for its investors. And so it's a big company with a lot of resources, specifically on the side of compliance, on the side of accounting. I think these resources could be used better if we had a better relationship, a closer relationship with the board of directors and the auditing committee. And I think it's true that there are a lot of big decisions and big checkings that have to be done in Petrobras in the coming years, like the rights transfer, the checking of the rights transfers from the reserves that were transferred by the central government in 2010. And I think that there's a lot that we can focus on so that the Supervisory Council becomes part of the solution for a better company for all of the shareholders. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sonia. It's great to hear all of your thoughts on that. And I'd like to turn it now to a little bit more, a couple more questions about the actual role of the Supervisory Council and your views on how it functions at Petrobras specifically. So notably, at this year's annual meeting, Petrobras is proposing to amend its bylaws in order to require that all of the Supervisory Council members attend an annual training session. Failing to do so would nullify the person's election to the board. So my question to you is, do you have an opinion on this requirement and would you be able to comply with it? So I'll ask Reginaldo if he could comment first.
This new Article 44 of the bylaws of Petrobras is to begin with mandatory. As it proposed compliance with a recent Brazilian regulation, which is the Decree 8945, enacting December 2016. And this new article demands annual training. I think we both, Walter and I, we are able to comply with this training that's focused in corporate and capital market legislation, disclosure of information, internal control, the code of ethics, and also law 2008-446, enacted in 2013, which is the Brazilian Anti-Corruption Act. And finally, other issues related to the activities of the state of state-run enterprises. So that's okay for me.
Okay, thank you, Reginaldo. Walter, do you have anything to add to that?
So as Reginaldo says, this new Article 44 of the bylaws is a mandatory, as it proposed to comply with a recent Brazilian regulation, and so I think it's a good demand as it focuses on skills that must be present on all members of Supervisory Council. So I think I'm completely able to comply with these requirements, and I don't have any doubt that this training is interesting and necessary for people who want to join this kind of position.
Sonia, do you agree or do you have any other comments?
Yes, well, as probably most of you know, the continuing education is a core principle of the CFA program. So I've completed my continuing education for all the more than 20 years that I've been a CFA charter holder. And even if it's not mandatory, so of course I'm completely for it. I'm also teaching basically financial statement analysis, which I'm doing now. I have no doubt that I could comply with that with no problem at all.
And last but not least, again, I would like to ask Francisco if you have anything to add.
I agree with the other position. I am in favor of this kind of obligation of continuous education for key corporate executives. I think it is now is mandatory by law, and I am in favor that the proposed amendment in Article 44 of the bylaw of Petrobras. And I think that I am able to comply with this requirement.
Thank you very much, Francisco. Lastly, I would just like to ask about another provision in Petrobras bylaws, which restrict the right of supervisory council members to engage in any management positions or to render any services to company competitors, to establish professional ties with other related parties, or to sponsor any federal government entity for 6 months after the end of their mandate. So I'd ask you to comment on whether you have an opinion on this, what's the reason for it, and do you have some anything to add to why that might be the case? Maybe Francisco, I could ask you to start off.
I'm in favor of maintaining that Article 44 in the bylaw, which restrains the right of supervisors council member. I believe that the company, with the competitive characteristics of Petrobras, should protect its corporation information. It's not new. Other companies like Petrobras does some kind of restriction, and I am completely in favor of this mandatory, what is mandatory in Article 44. I have no restriction about this.
Sonia, do you have anything to add to this?
No, absolutely. I think the conflict of interest is clear. If a person just leaves a position that is in the core of the company and in contact with so much confidential information and strategic information, I think it is only fair that restriction. I could even argue if 6 months is enough or not, but I'm definitely not against having at least six months restriction.
Okay, thank you for that very clear position. And Reginaldo, do you have anything to add?
The Petrobras bylaws articles mirrors some recent advances in our regulation regarding general regulation regarding state-run companies. So I think this kind of restrictions are health for companies like Petrobras, and for state-run companies in general. All of them have adapted their bylaws to comprise these advances in general state-run regulation. I believe I fully comply with these restrictions.
And Walter, I'll ask you if you have any closing comments on that point.
I think these kind of restrictions are healthy for a company like Petrobras, who have faced many issues related to several former directors improperly executing their duties. In my opinion, all these restrictions seem to be important to preserve Petrobras' rights and really have to be observed by people who hold sensitive information in such competitive industry. For this reason, I fully comply with all these restrictions, and I also think that it it could be asked if 6 months is enough or not. But I think it's necessary at all. Thank you.
Great. So it sounds like your position is fairly similar to Sonia on that point. And I appreciate all of your comments so far. I guess my final closing question to everyone is there anything else that you think institutional shareholders should have in mind when they're evaluating you as the candidate for the board, for the Supervisory Council of Petrobras? Is there anything you haven't had a chance to say yet that you would like to say in some closing comments?
Yes, thank you, Andrew. Well, you know, I think there are a couple of things. I think, as I said, that we have a company that is trying to do a new management that's trying to do its best, a board of governors that is for the first time quite independent and focusing on the right issues only in the interest of the company. And I think this is the time for new eyes also for the Supervisory Council. The Supervisory Council has a responsibility, of course, of being the eyes and ears of all the shareholders of the company, focusing on what happens there, and that will never change. But it's a new company with new problems and new processes that are going to start right now. And more than anything, it's a big company that demands a lot of time. I think a person to be in the Supervisory Council with at least one meeting a month, but much more than this, and much more time required for studying and everything, needs to have a lot of available time. And I have that. I think I have the knowledge. I think I have the time, and I have the willingness to face this big challenge that's being the representative of the shareholders in the Supervisory Council. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you, Sonia. And a big challenge it is indeed. Walter, I'll turn it over to you to see if you have any closing comments that you haven't had the opportunity to say yet.
Okay, thank you, Andrew. I think that there are some skills that are necessary for this position, and to develop the work in the supervisory board, it's necessary to have independence from the members of the board of directors, as we are looking, checking all their duties and they act. So this independence is really, really necessary. I think that we must continue working, looking for transparency to show that things that happens in the past, so it won't enable in order to not be to happen again in the future. Also, in this view, I think that the accuracy and by checking the financial statements are necessary. And I really believe that Petrobras is developing, but I think that we must be we must have sharp eyes by checking all the things that are being done and to campaign the acts and the time that you need. Petrobras now ask us at least 2 meetings per month, not only one, and we have a lot of work, and I'm quite used to it as I've been there for 4 years. So I think that I continue having the skills that bring me to this position 4 years ago, and that's why I ask to have another mandate. Thank you.
Thank you, Walter. Encouraging the Supervisory Council to keep its eyes on the future with an independent perspective. Francisco, I'd like to ask if you have any other closing comments now.
I understand the Supervisory Council is an overview board independent of the Board of Directors and the Executive Board, which seek the best performance of the organization. And the, this position, in this position, it's very important not to be involved just with accounting practices or good practices in general, but it's very important to know the business of the company, the investments of the company, the market of the company, because most of the decisions that are done in the business area or the investments are have reflect in the position or the analysis that the advisor members needed to do. Then I think that this position is a key position in the company, and I think that I have knowledge about the economics in general, accounts in general, investments. I work in the capital market, I work in a board of big companies, I work in the public sector. I know the mentality of the public sector, that most of their decisions have a strong influence in the business of the company. Because this, I think that I am prepared to do this kind of take this kind of position, and I have time to spend in this position. That is an honor for me or for other professional like me. Thank you.
Thank you, Francisco, emphasizing the depth of knowledge and familiarity with the business. And lastly, I'd like to ask Reginaldo if you have any closing comments.
Petrobras, the organization, is working in process, in progress. As I said at the beginning, still many events have been made in this direction. There are still many, many steps for this restriction to be accomplished. And again, Petrobras is an extremely complex company. And therefore, we believe that the experience you have accumulated as a member of the company's fiscal council or supervisory board over the past 4 years, our deep experience in accounting, we are an accountant in itself, we have been an accountant in itself for 12 years now in Brazil, and in addition to our experience in the fields, well, that's important for this company's moment, valuation, corporate funds, mergers, acquisitions. Also, the experience in other companies, supervisory boards, we have a large diversified track field in companies of several sectors, supervised boards. All these may be very useful at this stage of the company restructuring. And last but not least, I would add that those who have been forming our opinions should, you know, have taken a critical interest on certain aspects of the company. We believe that this watchful eye is important not only to the company, but also to prevent shareholders from having unpleasant surprise in the future. The company's recent past demonstrates how much such an independence and diligence, or on the contrary, the lack of it, can be crucial. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Reginaldo, emphasizing the need for experience to deal with the complex issues laying ahead for the Supervisory Council of Petrobras. Well, that concludes our proxy talk today with the nominees for the Supervisory Council. I want to thank Sonia, Francisco, Reginaldo, and Walter all for their participation in today's call. As a listener, if you would like a link to the audio, please go to our website at glasslewis.com. You can access the call at the Proxy Talk section of our website. And as a reminder, this recording will be available on our website immediately. For more information, please email proxytalk@glasslewis.com. If you have any questions or any ideas for other meetings that we could host a Proxy Talk, please don't hesitate to email us. If you have any comments about the Proxy Talk that you want to share with us, your feedback is always appreciated and will be taken into account. Lastly, if you have any questions for the nominees that we've spoken with today, please do email us and we will put you in touch with them directly.